Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
This Burt Show right here is putting a trust in you guys, one listener specifically, that we have never, never put in like we are this weekend. We consider you guys friends, and we also feel like, look, the best recommendations to go out with somebody comes from friends. So a listener hits us up and says, I got the perfect guy for Abby, and we believed it. And we're believing it as we send her on her way this weekend to Indiana.
You believed it so much you bought me a Delta flight and a private taxi from the airport in Indianapolis to the wedding in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Hell yeah.
An hour outside the city center, baby. So really quick, 30-second recap. We had a Burt Show listener that sent us a save the date for her wedding and included the most beautiful handwritten note. So for one of our 100 days of good goes round, we went to her wedding registry because I love a good wedding registry. And we all got her some stuff. Like we basically bought like half her wedding registry, right?
Yeah, she invited us all to go, but we weren't going to go because it was in Crawdad, Indiana.
No, that is not true. Where the Crawdads live in Indiana. So we did look into flights, but it's a Sunday wedding and there wasn't a way for us to get back for the show on Monday because Bert and I, we were legit going
to
go.
No, man, it was going to be like the Oregon Trail. We were going to have to take, it was going to take buses and trains and planes, and we were going to have to swim across rivers.
You were going to have to take a private Mercedes Sprinter van from Crawfordsville to the Indianapolis airport. So she was very, like, so we did the wedding registry instead, and she was very sweet and wished them both the best because they are getting married this weekend. But then she followed up, and she's like, hey, listen, y'all, I know Bert, Kristen, y'all can't make it, but please, if you could please, please, please send Abby, because I have a guy that I think is perfect for her. And this guy happens to be besties with the groom. That's how she knows him. She sent photos and he's hot. So we're sending her to the wedding.
And tall. He's 6'5".
Yeah, you forgot tall.
Yeah.
That's the headline.
Yeah, that really should have been the entire setup we are setting her up with somebody that's 6'5". And she is willing to fly to Indiana for a guy that's 6'5".
So I wanted to check in with you because, you know, yes, the flight was purchased. You're leaving this weekend to fly to Indiana to meet this strange man in a public setting at a wedding. I did want to know, like, have you communicated with the bride? Have you gotten like his number? Have you and this mystery man spoken at all? No. Do we think we should?
Sincerely, or is that radio drama?
Yeah, no, like literally, no.
None at all?
Literally, every conversation I've had has been on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you talked, like, and I saw, because we were all on the email together, and I know you've spoken with her, and she vouches for him. She promised us in writing that she wasn't going to get murdered, so we're going to just leave that there.
She vouched for him saying he is indeed 6'5".
Yes, and that he will not kill me in my sleep.
Okay, so do we think, because, you know, you fly out when?
Sunday.
And you get back when?
Monday.
And you're going to do the show from Indiana on Monday, correct?
Correct.
I love you so much. So should there be any correspondence between her and, we were calling him Steve. Sexy Steve. We were calling him Sexy Steve. Should there be any correspondence between Abby and Sexy Steve prior to the wedding, or should their first communication be at the wedding?
That's on Abby, man. I mean, it's fun to talk about on the radio and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, I really do hope like this is your Travis Kelce.
Oh, what the? Yeah, everyone's hoping for that. But I mean, at the end of the day, I'm like, it is just a strange, as you put it, a strange man.
It is.
In Crawfordsville, Indiana.
That doesn't mean he's strange. No. I think the word we're looking for is unfamiliar.
Yeah, an unfamiliar man, a stranger, if you will. Yeah. It's funny because when we did the segment, I had an eyebrow appointment that day. And so I asked the woman who does my eyebrows, I said, hey, do you think I should follow him on Instagram or something? And she was like, no, like, let him take the lead. Like, if he's interested in you, like, he'll follow you and say something. So I was kind of like, okay. And then it's just been kind of sitting here.
Isn't this kind of how it goes, though? Like, you got a date coming up. You might not be talking all that much, but he's certainly doing recon on you. You're certainly, I'm guessing, doing recon on him.
Yeah, I tried to do a background check, but those are expensive.
So this is kind of how it goes. So it's not that odd, with the exception of there's been no communication at all between the two. That seems odd to me.
No, I get it. It's a weird situation. I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. Like, is it weird if I reach out to her? Maybe he's a little nervous. I'm trying not to read too much into it, but I mean, I was kind of just down for the bit. I was like, I'll show up and I'm going to see him for 4 hours anyway. Well, plenty of time to talk then.
And I'm trying to give him some credit and grace because he probably just thinks this is a radio bit. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he wouldn't have okayed it if he didn't think she was hot.
Well, for sure. Because I mean, the listener showed him Abby's magazine cover from Jezebel magazine.
Oh, how are you going to live up to that, man?
Stop. You're so offensive every time it comes up.
You need to bring the same team that did you your magazine cover to Indianapolis.
That's so mean.
And they need to be working on you during the reception.
You're so mean.
So she needs like a glam squad NASCAR pit crew.
Yes, man.
Has he followed you on Instagram?
No, like when I tell you I've had no conversation with anybody except over the big thing, I was like, I don't know what to wear. So I asked her, I was like, what's like the dress code? And she gave me some context for what to wear. I had my mom drive me up a dress that I wore to a wedding once 4 years ago. So we're going to rewear that on Sunday.
All right.
And that's really like, I'm just jumping into this thing blind. I mean, I figured that's just the best way to go in terms of radio content. No.
Do you think that both of them are just trying to play it coy? Like if I'm him, I know she's coming up there to hang out with me.
Yeah.
So you don't think that, like, if this was me, I would try to make her as comfortable as I could before she came up. So I would like, you know, I would have some combo with her.
That's what I was thinking. I actually do think there should be some communication prior to meeting on Sunday.
Shouldn't be coming from her, though. No way.
Well, here, no.
That's what my eyebrow woman said.
Yeah, okay, no way.
But I agree with you, but you have to understand that this is a very, very unique situation. This man has been thrust into a radio bit. So it's not your typical meet cute where a friend is hooking you up with another friend at a wedding. I think in quote unquote normal circumstances, he would have reached out. I think here he doesn't really know how to play it because of the whole radio aspect. So I do want to give him a little bit of grace there instead of coming. Mm-hmm. I would expect him to reach out and be like, hey, I'm really looking forward to meeting you this weekend. Hope you have a safe flight or something like that. And maybe that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just come Sunday morning before she hops on her flight.
Yeah, I don't think serial killers like to get to know their victims before they take them out. So maybe he's just trying to do himself a favor and make sure he doesn't get too attached before I get my throat slit.
Okay, what would you like us to do? Would you like us to ask the bride to get him to reach out to you? Do you want us to do absolutely nothing and just see how this plays out?
If I was going to take an educated guess as to what's going to happen, I think our listener is probably going to hear this segment and probably be like, hey, Steve, follow her on Instagram.
All right. Kristen, you and I in private agreed that you would put an air tag up her butt.
Yep.
Have you done that yet?
Not yet. I was planning on getting consent.
Hope you have a lot of Tiffy lube. Because that sounds really uncomfortable.
Joke from earlier today. If you missed it, you missed it.
You're on The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I am probably looking forward to this more than I should be.
You're not the only one.
Okay, so let's get Addison back on, who called us yesterday. Abby can feel all of this. What is the rudest thing and the most shocking thing, if you can tell, that a guy has said, like, within the first three exchanges?
Basically, I mean, they'll just come out right and say, you look very blankable, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not a compliment.
You know, I can't say that it is, Bert.
If the guy's really good looking, is it a compliment?
No, I think either way, it's a pretty big turnoff.
So here's a juxtaposition. So somebody says, hey, man, you look really bleepable. Or, hey, man, you look super intelligent. Wouldn't that be just a twist of fate? Which would you rather receive? That you look really blankable or you look highly intelligent?
Well, that's silly. You can't see her intelligence. You can see how hot she is.
You can read my prompts and you can see how witty I am. I would love for a man to look at me and be like, you look like you do Wordle for fun. Like, I think it shows low effort. Like, it's just so caveman-y. Like, you look really...
Right.
When he could really be clever and be like, wow, you look like you look into the meanings of people's names and try and correlate that to their personalities. I don't know, it could be more specific.
Something. All right. So Addison is kind of in the same place, and she told us that yesterday. And she called us up with three different examples of guys that have just been so rude. And she's had it, man. She's just at the limit. And she thought, you know what? Why don't I just go ahead and start doing what one of my friends is doing? And that's calling their moms. Hey, Addison.
Hey.
Hey, for those that didn't hear it yesterday, can you give us the three examples of the guys that have really upset you and why?
Yeah. So these are some of the worst messages that I have gotten. So one of them was, can I be your fart slave? The other one was basically, the short version of it was, he basically called me a loser and pathetic for politely rejecting him because I realized after a couple messages that it was just not the vibe. And he told me that I was a loser and that I was never gonna, you know, amount to anything, and my parents must be so disappointed in me.
Okay. Neat guy.
The other one was the most egregious of all, I think. And he said, let me just cut to the chase. Can I eat your My name's Joe, by the way, if you want to go get a drink sometime.
Okay, Joe the A-Eater.
Joe, our consent king.
Didn't even start with his name, just started with the request.
He asked for permission. You can't blame him for that. At least he's asking. Some men don't.
Yes, Joey.
You know, he's a guy who knows what he wants, so I can't hit on that. But
oh, yes, we can.
Better way to ask that, I think.
Addison, yes, we can.
Well, at least nobody called you effable. So we got that going for us.
Be a real shame.
All right, Tom, you want to take it from here? What are we doing?
Yeah, so we're going to talk to mom number one. I have already reached out. Mom number one's name is Denise. I emailed her and told her that we'd like her to come on the Bird Show, that we have something to tell her about her son.
Now, as a mother, I'd immediately be like, oh my God, it's my baby, okay?
Right, of course.
And I said, if you're able to come on with us, I will reward you with a $100 gift card.
So we're rewarding these mothers for bad parenting?
Yeah. We got to bribe them.
Yeah. So she thinks that we're going to say something good?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, she didn't allude either way, but she seemed excited to come on.
We got a moral dilemma here. Do we tell her right off the bat that this is not going to be good news?
And let her decide.
And let her decide.
I think that's the polite thing to do.
She's expecting our call. I'm going to call her right now. And when I have her on the line, I'll hand her over to you guys. So talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to call Denise, mom number one, right now.
D-Nice.
Stand by.
D-Nice, please be nice to us. So when we get Denise on the line, I say we welcome her, right?
Yeah.
And like, maybe this is her husband's fault. Maybe it's the father that we need to be blaming for this. So we're not going to blame her. So we're going to get Denise on, and then we're just going to introduce her to Addison and let Addison take over.
Okay.
Why are you? You were excited. What happened?
Because I'm the parent in this situation, and I'm just like.
No, you're not. Your kids are good kids.
No, what I'm saying is like I would be the, like, oh yeah, you want me to come on? You're going to tell me something good about my kids? Hey.
You know what it reminds me of?
No, anything but that.
Is in Hope Floats, the movie with Sam. Sandra Bullock, when she goes on the talk show thinking she's going to get a free makeover,
yes.
But her husband is there and her best friend, and they end up telling her that they're having an affair and he's breaking up with her.
Oh.
That's what that reminds me
of. Yeah, but then they did her a favor because she ends up with Harry Connick Jr., so mom will be fine.
Yeah. Took the long road to get there, but all right.
Good news, you're ending up with Harry Connick Jr. Bad news, your son sucks.
Okay. All right, Denise is now on the line.
Good morning, Denise.
Hello.
Hi. So Tommy has told you that we have something about your son we need to share with you.
Right, yes.
It's going to be shocking what you're going to hear here, okay?
Okay.
Basically, Bert's just trying to brace you, okay? Because we want to manage, we're managing expectations here.
And I am a parent too, and this would be shocking. So we're about to shock you.
But we have somebody on the line who knows your son, barely, and she would like to share something that your son sent to her, if that is okay with you.
Okay.
All right, Addison, go ahead.
So I am out in the world. I'm a single girl. I'm dating around, and I'm on the apps, as you do, and I was exchanging messages with your son, and after about three messages, after the, hey, I'm so-and-so, hey, I'm so-and-so, he sent me this message. He, out of nowhere, just says, unprompted, can I be your fart slave?
Can I be your fart slave?
Addison, and tell her what else was attached with the message.
It was a video of his bare butt.
Doing what?
His butt was talking.
He was farting.
So Denise, essentially Addison was obviously shocked by said message, and she felt it was highly inappropriate, and she felt you deserved to know what your son was sending other women on these dating apps.
What are y'all talking about?
You know what dating apps are, correct?
Right.
Single people meet each other. Then if they're attracted to each other, they start dialogue with each other. And then it can develop into texting. And then you meet out. And then maybe you start a relationship. What she's saying here is that she had like three exchanges with your son when he sent a question, which was, will you be my fart slave, with the video? Hello?
That's a hang up.
I think her son's farts blew her away.
No, you didn't. I want you to take that back.
Like a fart once it's out. It's out.
All right. So Addison, mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm guessing she's texting her son right now going, I just got the craziest call of my life. Do you have any idea what this is all about? So I think in a case like this, it is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life, but people got their things, right?
People have certain fetishes.
Got their things. I've never heard of this one, but your message is being relayed and that's all that you really can hope for. I mean, her reaction to it,
yeah.
I'd be the same way. If somebody called me about my son's so bizarre, I'd go, what the F are you talking about? And I would probably... No, I'd want to know more.
You would, but the average person is like, okay, I'm getting pranked. This is a prank call.
Yes,
I'm out.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Yes, Tommy.
Since she hung up, do we still need to send her the gift card?
Yes. You promised her a gift card.
Yes.
You know what? Hey, bro. Do this. So you can do a virtual gift card, but when you send the send an email with a screenshot of the exchange and a video of her, she will recognize her son's butt. You wipe it enough times that you recognize That butt.
That is not true. I would not be able to recognize my 22-year-old's butt right now from the last time I wiped it.
Want
to
make a bit?
Which was like 6 months ago.
I feel like this is a bit that's brewing.
I know, right? I'm going to show you 6 butts, and I want you to identify the one that is your size.
I would not be able to.
That's so funny.
Are we sending the moms as well? Because you're communicating with them via email. Are we sending them, like, the actual... Because this could be, like, a prank, right? Like, if I'm on the phone and somebody's calling me, being like, hey, your son sent me a crass DM and a video of him farting, I'm going to be very incredulous. But if we send the actual interaction, now you have receipts.
Do we even need to do that with the mom? Addison, what do you want us to do? Because do you even need to do that? At this point or another, she's not going to keep this secret from her son. So this whole thing is really not proving to her that her son is a creep. It's just telling her what is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would still be nice to, like, send her something.
Okay.
It's not her fault. It's not really her fault, I don't think, that her son is a little weirdo creep, unless his mom is farting on him as a kid. I don't know.
Your son has
a fetish. Here's a $100 gift card.
This whole thing is the silliest, most bizarre thing I think we have ever had on the show. Okay, so we're done with day number one, mom number one.
Mom number one, Denise.
All right, so who is tomorrow, Tommy? Who are you working on?
It's the number two one.
You just did the number two one. What was it?
The guy that was really upset that she denied him and he hit her back with a really rude, long main message saying that he, like, you'll end up alone and miserable. Oh, wait, you already are.
Okay. I was going to say, I think this is going to be the reaction from all of the moms. But if with that one right there, when it's so mean, I probably would want to hear all of those.
So maybe the first one was so bizarre outlandish that it's hard to swallow.
Addison, are you happy with the results here today?
I mean, I don't know exactly what I expected. So this seems, I guess, like a normal response from a mom, but I'm happy I did it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is a work in progress. So if at first you don't succeed...
Yeah, try again. Okay. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Then tomorrow, how about this? It's a democracy here, right? Tomorrow, if it doesn't go well again...
It's an electoral college.
If it doesn't go well again...
It is an electoral college. Bert has like 50 votes. I have 5.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Delaware.
She's New Hampshire. Yeah, she's Delaware. I'm California.
I need you to listen to me, okay? So if we get the same results tomorrow, how about we let the listeners decide if we even attempt number 3?
Thank you, Florida. She's a wild card. I don't know. What's happening? We'll see how it goes.
Get it? The Bert Show.
All right, you guys, I am sharing the stage with T.I. and Ludacris tonight.
What?
I forgot to tell you guys about this.
Have you been an undercover rapper this whole time?
Hold on a second. The man that had a vanity plate that said make you laugh is going to be on stage with T.I. and Luda?
From make you laugh to make you rap.
I have revealed so many things about my personal life on this show that the one that I told them this morning about my vanity plate make you laugh is the most raw. I'm so embarrassed for myself.
You should be. I'm never going to let you forget it. No, dude, that's so cool. What are you going to be doing on stage with T.I. and Luda? Yes. I'm trying to think of, like, one of these things is not like the other.
Right? Well, there's a... Don't say that about T.I. That is really messed up. So here's my problem is I tend to focus what's right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm focusing on all that. And then yesterday, I look at my calendar. I'm like, oh my God, I'm on stage tomorrow night at this great event at Woodruff Art Center. So it's a fancy schmancy thing.
It is.
Right? So Amanda's picking out my clothes right now. And it's for Beloved 2025. And I'm just going to read to you guys from the email they sent me, the introduction email. Thank you for joining us for Beloved Benefit 2025. This year's gathering, much like previous years, is sure to make a major impact on the city of Atlanta, an impact that will be felt for generations to come. I sure do like that. A heart and soul stirring experience, the Beloved Benefit continues to bring people together from every neighborhood and community in Atlanta to strengthen our city. The beneficiary is the Same House, which accelerates solutions that bring communities together. And here's the key, help bridge social and economic divides.
I love this.
Yeah, so we're, I'm not exactly sure what we're all going to be doing. I do know that I am going to be presenting and kind of the bridging the gap, I think, to the real stars of the show, which are Luda and T.I.
So you are not talent. You're like MC introducing talent.
I'm less than the MC. So think of me as the side stage at a festival.
Okay.
I'm going to be on the main stage here.
Okay.
But as far as like star power goes, I'm like, I'm the balloon art guy.
Yeah. Oh, so what you're like the presenter at award shows.
Yes.
When somebody will come up and be like, hey, the next person coming out, blah, blah, blah. Please welcome to the stage. Ludicrous.
Somebody much bigger than me.
Yes. That now makes a whole lot of sense.
But it's really bridging the gaps between a lot of communities in Atlanta, and it raises a lot of money. I think Arthur Blank was on the ground floor of this whole thing.
Very cool.
You guys heard of him?
I'm familiar.
He sounds
rings a bell. He's got a hospital named after him now.
Yeah. And he built something downtown also where like teams playing.
Oh, it's a stadium of some
sort,
right?
Like that. Some other house it is. So thank you for inviting me, and I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow if I'm in. I mean, Luda, T.I. and I might be partying all night. You never know.
Uh-huh.
You know how that goes.
Stranger things have happened.
All right, Abby, in all honesty, I sat there last night while Abby was hosting the New Heights podcast live stream with Taylor Swift. She was hosting it. And I was her sidekick last night. I am dipping my foot in the pool of Swifties. What do you call it?
Swiftiedom?
Swiftiedom?
No, we have fully baptized you. You haven't just dipped your toe in the water. We have given you the full dunk. And this is your first era that you're going to get to experience as a Swiftie.
Look, let me just preface this by saying the same thing. I really like Taylor Swift. And in watching last night, watching the two of these guys somewhat interact together, you can just tell that they really love each other. And they are the couple that you're kind of jealous of. Like, I want to hang with those people, right?
They look so fun.
I love her on every single level. The things that she does for kids, and she doesn't demand like attention for it. She is solid. He is solid. But I did leave there last night feeling a little disappointed.
That is hater energy.
It's not great.
And I feel like for me, you said I was locked in, and it's because I was just so infatuated with the fact that Taylor seemed a little nervous, and I don't think I've ever seen billionaire capitalist Barbie superstar Taylor Swift ever look nervous. And then Travis is just so infatuated with this woman that it was so beautiful to watch that it wasn't really about what they could have said anything, and just seeing their love in that room, like, it just warmed my heart.
Here's why I'm disappointed. As somebody that's new into this whole fandom, when I signed up last night, I wanted more peeks into their relationship, and I was so frustrated as somebody that does interviews. I was frustrated for Kristen also, somebody that, even though Jason is he's a pretty good interviewer.
He did a good job. Yeah. They did go off track about the otters and the sourdough for a good 20 minutes.
Yes, he did.
They could have cut that out for continuity's sake.
I sat there and I was just frustrated. Like, there are so many questions that I would ask, that Kristen would ask if we had the interview, right? So here's what I'd like to do this morning. I am not wasting this. I want to prove to you that this could have been a really kick-ass interview for everybody.
Okay.
I brought Messy Mikey in here this morning to play the part of Travis Kelce. Okay? Hey, Travis.
Hey,
Trav. Wait, babe, can I answer that?
Use your words.
Wait, hey.
He's new at this.
And you, of course, are going to play the part of Taylor Swift.
I can do that.
Kristen and I are going to be doing the interview as though we are the hosts of the New Heights podcast.
Okay?
All right. And we will ask you questions that I was frustrated that didn't get asked last night.
Okay.
Now, before we go into this, you also need to know that Messy Mikey here knows nothing about football, right? Zero.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Okay. All right, so let's let the New Heights podcast begin. All right, let's pretend that we've done the intro and all that. All right, so Travis, do you get is it just a little harder for you to focus when Taylor comes to your games at, what's the name of that stadium that you're playing?
Arrowhead.
Sorry.
Sometimes he forgets his words. I have to step in for him.
Arrowhead, thanks, babe. Okay.
You just stole my first joke.
Sorry.
Hey, Taylor, shut up.
I thought you didn't know. I felt bad.
You just stole my first bit, Taylor.
Hey, so this is proof we have not shown Taylor or Travis our questions beforehand.
Truth. Mm-hmm. All right, so Taylor, what would your advice be to anybody dating outside of what they normally date? Because Travis here is so different than what you normally date.
This is so different. I typically date, you know, the whiny little rat boys who like to cry on screen for pennies in comparison to what I make. But, you know, this was a big change, getting thrown around like a football, and I'd highly recommend it to anybody.
Oh, that's good. Mm. Travis, tell us about the first kiss, man.
So first I found out about all of her money, and then I saw her in concert, and I was like, whoa. And then I met her, and I was like, whoa. And then I kissed her, and I was like, uh-huh, yeah, very good.
And it will be described like that on my new album in the fifth track, just like that.
Travis, if when you guys get married, what song would you like Taylor to walk down the aisle to?
Maybe Back in Black.
I dig it. I
it
dig
rips.
It.
That song rips. You ever heard a banger like that?
We danced to that song on our first date.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor, what is one quirk about Travis that just really drives you crazy?
It is when he asked me to define words that I feel like he should have known by this point.
Wait,
like,
babe, what's define?
See, there he goes again. Honey, define is when I have to explain things to you for the second, third, and fourth time, even though I'm sure your English teacher in high school probably taught you these words.
Oh.
That's it.
All right, so I have a fun little game for the two of you, okay? I'm gonna do rapid fire questions for the both of you to see if you answer similarly, okay? So you're just gonna have to say the first thing that comes to your mind, all right? I'm gonna give you two options. You choose the one that's your preference, all right?
Travis goes first, and then she goes.
They're going at the same time to see if they say the same thing. Okay. All right. Is adorable couple ready?
Oh, what a great fit.
I'm ready.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Elope or big wedding?
Big wedding.
Okay. Hot dog or hamburger?
Hamburger.
Hot dog.
Kids or no kids?
Teenagers.
Kids. Dog or cat?
Cats, dog.
Fish, dog.
Night out or night in?
Night out.
Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling?
Ryan
Gosling.
I'll take either.
Friends with ex or cut off ex?
I'm going to cut them off and then write a 7-page essay about them.
I'm not sure what any of that means.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong here, but is Travis gassy? He looks like a gassy fella.
You know, I can't answer that publicly because I think his PR team was going to leap over and tackle me.
Thanks, babe, like he did in
that one game.
On an average day, how much protein you consume?
I can't answer that. My legal team will tackle Abby or Taylor or whatever.
Since we got a lot of football people listening also, this is just a football question. What are the three guys on the Chiefs this year that are going to change things and wrap the Super Bowl?
I think it's Reynolds, what's his name, Doc Watson, and what's his name, Clifford.
Tight. Clifford the wide receiver. Thank you, Travis. Appreciate you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so this is what I'm asking everybody right now. How did you catch them
cheating. Okay. So I have two stories I want to share of unorthodox ways people were busted cheating. And if you can share, I'm not talking about you broke into his computer and saw XYZ, whatever.
Like a mistake, like a, that he would have got away with it or she would have got away with it, except they made a stupid mistake.
So for instance, an example, and the phone number is 1-855-BIRCHOW, 855-237-8746. She realized her husband was cheating after their smart scale logged someone weighing 120 pounds at midnight in the house. And that is not, she was not there. Okay. And that is not the weight she weighs.
I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Here. Okay.
So this was on Reddit and she was like, am I the a-hole for assuming, or am I overreacting? This is a different thread. Am I overreacting for assuming my husband had someone over at our condo after I saw a 120 pound weigh-in when I wasn't there? So yeah, she actually saw this weigh-in and there's all the weights because it's, I didn't even know smart scales could do this.
Right.
And then one random night at midnight, there's somebody who hops on the scale that's 120 pounds. And she's like, that's not me. That's my husband. That's not my husband. That's the woman he's cheating on me with.
Dang. I would have, wouldn't you have had to have like some kind of inclination that he was cheating to put that together? Like I would have thought it was some kind of mistake.
Yeah, like maybe he stepped on the scale and was like, oh, I don't want to see that. And then it clocked it as 120 because he didn't fully step on it.
Yeah.
Well, there were two. So they were back to back as far as the 120.
Okay, hang on to that for a second because Jennifer, I mean, you can't see this coming. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you bust him?
I dreamt it and I woke him up and said, hey, I just had a dream that you cheated on me. Do you have anything you want to say to me? And he said, no, my gosh, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. Go back to sleep. And then I got nose to nose and I said, are you sure? And he said, well, yeah.
Wow, just because you dreamed it.
And you didn't really think he was. You were just kind of.
We had been. Yeah, no, we had been married for one whole year.
And was there any kind of inkling? Like there must, your gut must have been telling you outside of your dreams, something wasn't right.
He was a pilot and he came home 3 weeks prior to that and was the first time he ever kissed me on the cheek when he came home from a trip.
Wow.
And then I think just as a woman, you know, and when you're married, like that's your person. Like you're one person. And man, that was it.
That was the tip off. The things that women pick up that dudes wouldn't right there.
Jennifer's so right. If my husband kissed me on the cheek, I would be like, what are you up to?
Right?
That would be so, so odd.
Because he had his mouth probably in other places and he was embarrassed. You know what I'm saying?
He had a little glitter on his lips from that lip gloss that sleut had.
Kelsey, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I actually saw the cheating occurring based on the Apple TV subscription that they had. They were signed into their Apple account, and I was going through the photos on the TV and saw the screenshots from the activities. So,
So the actual intimate activities they had taken pictures of and they put them on the cloud?
The conversations, some of the actions, them out together.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to see that.
Oh, my God. Now, were you looking for it or did you just stumble on it?
So I was actually trying to pull up. I had a friend over, like one of my girlfriends. I had a friend over and we were looking at like old videos of myself. And I happened to see their account linked. And I was like, I don't know who that person is. And hold on, what are they doing? So,
yeah, this is what Private Eyes will tell you now, that it's, you leave a digital footprint everywhere you go now.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you're getting away with it, but it could be a scale that you didn't even think about.
Yep.
It could be Apple TV that you didn't even think about.
All right. So this next one comes from, I found this on Instagram, Relationship Kink, and they posted a video of a girl busting her dad having cheated on her mom, right, on his wife. So she has on here, she's filming the TV, and she's screen sharing from her computer to the TV. And on the TV, it just says in giant font, funny joke you should hear. And then the text that's over the video is confronting my dad about cheating on my mom.
So I learned this the other day. So I just wanted to put together a slideshow so you could see it for yourself. It's actually really funny. So, funny joke you should hear.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Come on. Not mom who?
Not mom, but the woman Ashley you met up with on Tinder last week.
Please don't tell your mother.
What do you mean, don't tell her?
Please, don't tell your mom. I'm begging you. Just please.
Why would you cheat on her? You've been together.
You don't understand her, okay? Just please. My will bring this and I'll take care of it.
What do you
mean? It's going to be over soon.
It's going to be over soon. You met up with her last week.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to get rid of her.
You're going to get rid... You've been with mom for like 30 years. Like,
I'm sure that. I understand her, but it's been hard and nothing's been... Everything hasn't been working out and I'm really sorry.
That's legit?
That's legit.
Wow.
So she was there. She was doing like... Funny joke you should hear. Knock, knock. Who's there? Not mom. Not mom who? And then she posts his Tinder. She had receipts and the exchange of him with this other woman. And that's when he was like, don't tell mom.
Oh, damn. Damn. Yeah, man. Like I said, there's an electronic footprint everywhere now. Mm-hmm. Was there one more you were rolling through?
No, that was it. Those were the two. The one about the scale and the one about the...
That's plenty.
Yep. I think we're good. We're good.
Hey. The Bird Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No